Psalm 51. To the chief musician. A psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Have you fallen into sin? Have you given place to temptation? Have you given in to the flesh? Don't take these things lightly. Don't take God's grace for granted. The grace of God is not so we can continue in sin. God forbid. But the grace of God is so that we can be free from sin. If you've fallen, don't pick yourself back up. Cry out to God for mercy. Cry out to God for grace. Cry out to God to wash you and to cleanse you from your sin. Don't justify your sin. Don't make excuses. Don't point the finger like Eve and Adam did. If somebody confronts you on it, receive what that brother or sister says. Don't try to hide it. Be like David. Receive the correction. Take the rebuke. The scripture says open rebuke is better than secret love. And take that correction and rebuke and turn to the Lord with all your heart. Cry out to Him. Realize your sin, first and foremost, was against Him and His great name's sake. Realize that the ways of your forefathers and the ways of your ancestors and the ways of your culture was sin and iniquity. Confess those things, because God wants to put truth in your heart. God wants to put wisdom in your soul and spirit. God wants to wash you and cleanse you by the blood of the Lamb. God wants to bring you out of the pit, and He wants to bring you back into the house of joy, in the house of gladness. He wants to bring you back to the place of rejoicing and love, to bring you back to the place where you can teach others who have fallen into those sins, where you can reach to sinners who are in the pit and help pull them out by the grace of God. That's what he desires. But first, he needs to do that work in the heart. He needs to create in you a clean heart. He needs to renew within you a right spirit. Don't pick yourself up. Don't take it lightly. Cry out to the Lord. Weep, mourn, fast, whatever it takes to really get a hold of the Lord so that he knows that you're serious. Whatever it takes until he moves in, and by his Spirit, he washes you. He cleanses you. He picks you up. He restores you. Don't force it. Don't think you can make it happen. Let it be the work of God. You say, but I got to go to church, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. David knew that God wasn't looking for sacrifice. David knew that God didn't delight in the burnt offerings. David knew that when it came to sin, the only sacrifices that God was looking for was a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite, that's a repentant heart. Those are the sacrifices God wants when it comes to sin. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Why? For they shall be comforted. Don't comfort yourself in your sin. Don't tell yourself, God's a God of forgiveness. It's not a big deal. Don't make light of sin. Jesus Christ didn't make light of sin. You never saw him joking about sin. You never saw him excusing sin. In fact, I think that burden of the cross that he bore, I think the sin that he bore on that cross, I don't think that was a light burden. So have you fallen into sin? Have you given place to the flesh? Have you bowed to temptation instead of bowing to the truth of God? Cry out to the Lord. Seek his face for forgiveness, for cleansing, for restoration, for reconciliation. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of love. He is a God of grace. But he's also a God who hates wickedness and sin. He hates disobedience and pride and rebellion and witchcraft. He hates false prophecy and lies and deceit. The Lord is at war with sin. And that's why he sent his son to pay the uttermost price to take it away. If sin was a light thing to God, he wouldn't have kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden for just one little sin. If sin was a light thing to God, he wouldn't have burned Sodom and Gomorrah with eternal fire from heaven. If sin was a light thing to God, he wouldn't have told his son, sorry, son, there's no other way. You have to go to that cross and suffer and bleed and die forsaken. Have you sinned? Cry out to the Lord. But let me say this. There's hope. If you seek his face and his face only, if you won't comfort yourself, but if you'll pour yourself before him, if you won't restore yourself, but you'll wait for his restoration, he is able. He is faithful. He can restore you. In fact, he can make you better than you were before you fell into that sin. This is the grace of the Almighty God. Psalm 51.